You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the gym class. It is a Tuesday here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you, Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you on a Tuesday edition of the program. Steve Politti will join us and talk Rutgers football. He is a columnist for the New Jersey Advance Media covering the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Iowa, and Rutgers in Puntapalooza coming up on Saturday nights in Piscataway, New Jersey. And we'll preview that coming up. Kirk Ferentz met with the media, Matt Campbell with the media as well today. We'll touch upon that and a whole lot more. Look back on Monday Night Football. Not the two best games ever to come down the line, but very, very, very impressive performances, especially by one team. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Great to have you aboard here today from our Circa Sports Iowa studios. As we are presented here in the gym class by DuPaco Community Credit Union, they are the presenting sponsor of the gym class program each and every day. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at their website at dupaco.com. As Mark joins me here from the studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a hot Wednesday. If you enjoy hot weather, Mark, I hope you are out there today and taking in every moment of it, because this, more than likely, this is going to be our last 90 degree-er of 2022.
I don't enjoy it, and you know it.
I know you
especially
don't.
Especially when there's humidity involved, but it is what it is. Record-setting day here in eastern Iowa, surpassing, what was it, somewhere in the 1930s.
I wasn't around.
Trust me, it was warm that day, but it's a record-setting day in eastern Iowa. Good afternoon, by the way.
Hi.
To you and everyone. But as I was greeted coming into the studio by Loretta, our director of first impressions, I said, woo. Said, don't worry about it. It's going to be 70 by tomorrow. Then in the 60s, you'll feel better.
So take solace.
Take solace in that.
I've seen as low as 58 Friday for a high.
That's football weather.
That is football weather, ladies and gentlemen. And it will be football. It's 96 today, and then on Friday, temperature is supposed to be 60 with a 50% chance of showers. Back to a very nice weekend, though. So there you go. There's your weather update from DuPaco Community Credit Union and all of us here on the gym class on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well as we come to you from the Circa Sports Iowa studios. Kirk Ferentz meeting with the media, Matt Campbell doing likewise, as Iowa will get set to take on Rutgers. Iowa State getting ready to open Big 12 play as they will host the Baylor Bears. And by the way, John Morris, the fine play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, will be joining us on Thursday. Thursday, we will have that interview. And as I mentioned, Steve Politti, who covers Rutgers football, will be joining us coming up in just a little bit. I will ask you in the listening audience, Mark, is it a good thing when the number one story coming out of a preview for a game in the upcoming weekend is a battle of punters? Aussie punters going at it. We are one rung above Australian rules football for Saturday night.
We knew this was coming when the game was on the schedule. Torrey Taylor and Adam Korsak, the latter Rutgers' punter, who was, I think, a second or third team All-America last year, and two of the best in the business in college football. They may find themselves in the NFL. We'll see. I hope it doesn't come down to a punting contest, and if it does, I hope it's a draw. But Yeah, two of the very best punters in the country are going to go at it Saturday night in Piscataway.
In beautiful Piscataway, New Jersey. Yeah, that is your number one head-to-head battle coming up. Kirk Ferentz meeting with the media earlier on today, and we will hear from the coach coming up with Todd and Alex on the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They check in with the Iowa head coach on Tuesdays. It is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, online at ncsei.com. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. And as I mentioned, we'll hear from Kirk Ferentz. Couple things that Kirk let people know about today, Mark, basically on the injury front. Some good news, some not so good news. Justin Jacobs, the linebacker, after missing a couple games, Kirk says kind of it could be that he could get back into the lineup.
Maybe.
Coming up Saturday night. Not as good news for Keegan Johnson, as it sounds like what Kirk deemed a nagging injury is unfortunately rearing its ugly head again. And it, to me, reading between the lines, it does not sound like I am going to see Keegan Johnson on Saturday night in Piscataway.
I would agree.
Okay. So you got that. A little bit of position movement, as well as Kirk let it be known that could see some shuffling as far as the offensive line is concerned on Saturday night, as you could see Tyler Ellsbury playing a little center this week. What do you think about that?
He said he's in the mix at both guard and center. I thought he played well last weekend, Saturday and Sunday. he's being looked at, according to Kirk. He's in the mix at both guard and center. Interesting. Logan Jones has been the center the first three games. Mixed results there. We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. Usually the first month of the season, unless it's a offensive line that you know is solid going into the season, what Kirk Ferentz and his offensive line coaches have done over the years, Mark, is they're searching for the top five. And then they'll find a spot for the best spot for each of the five that have proven themselves to be at the top of the list as far as offensive line play is concerned. And I think that's what they're trying to find. And nothing against Logan Jones or anything like that. It's just I think Ellsbury has, like you said, worked his way into more playing time. And they got to find a spot for him.
Also in the news today, at Kirk Ferentz's news conference, running back LaShawn Williams is back at practice, doing well, according to Kirk Ferentz. LaShawn's father passed away last week, and he missed the entire week and the game on Saturday. So now you have Gavin Williams, LaShawn Williams, and Caleb Johnson all in the mix. All of a sudden, a pretty loaded backfield for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and we've successfully buried the lead.
We've talked about the punters.
That's 1A. This is 1B. Nico. Nico. Heretofore pronounced Reganey by most of us, but somewhat in fun, he said the Italian pronunciation of his game is Reganey.
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 Well, Nico,
it means the mozzarella.
We are
prosciutto.
We are students of habit, and we've been habitually saying Reganey for 3 years, maybe 4 years now.
Are we just going to say Nico?
I'm just saying Nico.
People are going to know what
Nico
who we're talking about.
Yes, it's Nico. From now on, it's just Nico.
It's kind of a home game for Nico. Reportedly, he's going to have about 80 people in attendance from his home area in New Haven, Connecticut. This is the closest his family and friends will be to see Nico play in a Big Ten football game. Connecticut to New Jersey. I don't know how far it is, but it's closer than Iowa City. Reganey.
Nico. It's just Nico.
Reganey.
It's just Nico. It's just Nico. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment, try to pronounce Nico's name, last name, if you will. Hey, I don't think, you know, Iowa fans will call him whatever he wants to be called if he can come in and make key catches at key times for Spencer Petras in the Hawkeye offense, right?
Absolutely. And there was a great tweet from Jack Kerner's father earlier today. Of course, early in...
Was that Corner? No, it's Kerner.
Early in his career, his dad said, well, people said it was Corner. It's kind of worked out well because his roommate was Geno Stone. Cornerstone.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jack Kerner. There's a pronunciation guide in every release that Iowa distributes. Let's see what it has for Ragini.
You just like saying that, don't you? Hey, he's your new favorite guy. Oh, man. Yeah, so that we learned that earlier today in Iowa City. So that was, yes, I'm sorry I buried the lead. That was the biggest piece of news coming out of this Tuesday media day getting ready for Rutgers. That and the fact that it is Puntapalooza coming up on Saturday night. They're making their, you know, what do they call those? Advanced picks and things like that. Big hype videos and things like that. You know it could be a low-scoring game when. And by the way, you know how low-scoring it is right now on the books in Vegas. The total for this game is the lowest total for a Power 5 college football game in 23 years. Since the year 2000. That's inclusive, by the way, so it's 23 years. 23 years since, I think it's what, 34.5 right now is the over-under for this game?
Around there, 34, 34.5, yep.
That's crazy.
By the way, this week's Iowa news release that most of us get that have anything to do with the Iowa football program, it is Ragini in their pronunciation guide. Now, is Nico having fun with us?
It could be.
Is this the American pronunciation as opposed to the Italian? We'll see if that changes.
Again, I believe he can be called anything he wants if he catches passes for this football team. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Pronunciation 101 is what we're going to call this program here today. Yeah,
and it's Ference, not Ference.
Yes, please, it's Ference. It is Ference out there. And, you know, this is one of those class, I don't know, you had the game against Nevada the other weekend. I'm just going to say that, Saturday night into Sunday morning. Everyone looking ahead to Michigan. No one putting a lot of credence into this Rutgers game. Everyone kind of...
They better.
Yeah, they better. They better. Because, no, Rutgers did not score an offensive touchdown last week. But Rutgers played a pretty darn good game against Boston College. Watch that game in 60 on the Big Ten Network. And Rutgers is doing pretty good things for Greg Schiano. And he's a good coach. He's now the number one all-time winningest coach, for what it's worth, in Rutgers football history. Again, take that for what it is worth out there. But they are the birthplace of college football, I've been told, Mark. This is not going to be a walkover, I don't think, on Saturday night. And by the way, for future reference, I do believe that I noticed somewhere on social media today that Iowa-Ohio State in Columbus is going to be the blackout game for the for the Buckeyes. Use that information for what you will.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Steve Politti in a couple minutes. Rutgers has quarterback issues. Their incumbent, Vedral, has missed. He had an injury in camp. He has not played yet this year. Another quarterback was injured last week against Temple. They couldn't move the football. We'll hear more about the Rutgers Scarlet Knight in just a bit.
As far as Iowa State is concerned, running back Tavius Norton and lineman Jake Remsburg both expected to be back for Iowa State's opener against number 17 Baylor coming up on Saturday. 9 a.m. with the pregame, 11 o'clock with the kickoff. We'll have it right here for you on KGYM as Matt Campbell met the media earlier on today. I think the talk more was about Cytown today than it was about on-the-field stuff as far as Iowa State is concerned. Of course, that project now being announced and is a go, in case you missed it. A lot of retail businesses and the like that are going to be kind of on tent row between Jack Trice Stadium and Hilton Coliseum. That's going to start to, they're going to start with some of the understructure, if you will, and hopefully have that done in the next couple years and then get on with it. And that will be a big thing.
That area is partially in a floodplain. According to Central Iowa TV, they're going to have a report on that on their newscast tonight. I'm sure they've engineers have taken a look at that, what to do about it, you know, prevent any situations from cropping up. But, yeah, you don't normally build in a floodplain, do you?
No.
You build a house in a floodplain?
I know people that have.
Yeah.
I know people that have. Yeah, I, you know, they'll get everything taken care of. I'm just kind of wondering about the whole parking situation because you got to think a lot of the parking is going to be taken out.
Apparently, it's not going to impact it too much. May reduce it
we'll
by
see.
A couple percent, according to reports I've seen.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see about that. 319-366-1600 here at 321 on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we come your way here on this Tuesday. Going to talk Rutgers football coming up here in just a little bit as Iowa and Rutgers will go at it coming up on Saturday night. Did want to get this out. I don't want to take anything away from the scoreboard, Mark, or whatnot, but I think you have a few other items there. But the Hawkeye Wrestling Big Ten schedule came out today. Yes, Iowa and Penn State will meet. And with it being in Iowa City last year, I guess it's only fair that it's in State College this year. And they will be in State College this year. One of eight Big Ten duels that Iowa will take part in. And that one, obviously, is the headliner.
Four at home, four on the road. It begins January 6th at home against Illinois. Other home meets against Northwestern, Nebraska, and the last one, February 10th, against Michigan. Road matches at Purdue, at Wisconsin, at Penn State, and at Minnesota. That Penn State dual circled January 27th.
That's a standalone for that one. Yeah, back-to-backers. You got Illinois on a Friday night, going to Purdue then on a Sunday afternoon. Northwestern at home, like you said, Nebraska and at Wisconsin. That will be a back-to-backer Friday, Sunday, home and away. And those are the only two. So if you want your vim and vigor, I guess there are two big matches at home in the Big Ten, January 20th. Listen, Iowa-Nebraska is always going to be a very interesting duel because, let's face it, the coaching staffs do not like each other between Iowa and Nebraska. Something always happens when they get along and or get together. And then February 10th, senior night, will be against Michigan, which should have one of the top, give or take, teams. I mean, Iowa, Penn State are going to be at the top, but then after that, it's probably Michigan and Ohio State this year.
Yeah, no Ohio State in the schedule.
No Ohio State this year, as you mentioned, but Iowa will get Penn State and Iowa will get Michigan in there and go up to Gopher Land and take on the Gophers of Minnesota, who are trying to put things back together. They've had a couple of down years. No Stevenson this year. Certainly is a big big difference between Minnesota the last couple of years and Minnesota of this year.
Justin on the text line, which is 319-366-1600, points out the fact you can elevate a structure and have parking underneath.
They also are going to have a parking ramp as part of it, which Evan in North Liberty tells us. So that will help a little bit. you know, being over there before, it's, yeah, it's a floodplain, but it's...
I think that's a minor deal.
It's going to be okay.
It looks cool.
It does.
Looks very cool. Apparently, Jamie Pollard and other Iowa State officials visited Green Bay. I don't know what Green Bay's setup is, whether a Packer town or whatever it may
Title
be.
Town.
Title town. Okay. Which makes sense. And got some ideas about how to put this thing together. So,
no, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. It's going to be a big boom as far as recruiting is concerned. And put that together with the pedestrian bridge, and there's no stopping what's going to happen over there now. I kid. 325. We're going to talk to Steve Politti coming up here in just a little bit, talk some Rutgers football with him, and then more. We'll talk NFL from last night also with you on the program here today, but we want to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, and great to have everybody over there helping us out, Jamie and Dave and Chris and the entire staff over at Emil's. And they open at 4 o'clock, and you can check them out at emilshideaway.com.
Major League Baseball, one game this afternoon. Arizona is at the Dodgers right now. The Diamondbacks leading 2-1 in the third inning. Where are the Milestone Chasers tonight? Well, Aaron Judge and the Yankees will be at home against Pittsburgh. He's sitting on 59 home runs. Albert Pujols and the Cardinals at San Diego. Pujols sitting on 698 career home runs. Reports out that the NBA and the NBA Players Association are very close to lowering the draft age from 19 to 18 as early as 2024, thus obviously impacting the college game. Finally, Maury Wills has died. He died last night at the age of 89. Wills, a cornerstone of those Dodger championship teams in the 50s and 60s, one of the premier base stealers of all time, stole 104 in one season, and then along came Lou Brock, Ricky Henderson, and others. But Maury Wills, terrific player, mentored Dave Roberts quite a bit. Dave Roberts will tell you all you need to know about Maury Wills, but Wills passing at 89.
Rookie of the year in the National League, I believe, as well. What, 62?
He also managed for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Out in Seattle.
Good baseball guy.
Is it his son, Bump, who played in the major leagues?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah, Maury was a terrific, terrific ball player and certainly going to be missed. No doubt about that. 327 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We'll step aside, get you a weather update, and take a break, come back, and talk some Rutgers football with you with Steve Politti. So stay tuned. More to come after this on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Weather First meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we head throughout the rest of our afternoon today, plenty of sunshine and fairly breezy conditions for us as well. This will all be helping to transport in some fairly warm and muggy conditions across most of eastern Iowa. Temperatures area-wide will be into those low 90s, which will be pretty close to setting or breaking a couple of records that have been long-standing since at least about 100 years or so. Cold front will move through the area, which will be helping to bring temperatures down as we finish out the work week. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was your check of your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean Hope Desk?
Hope Desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Exceed your expectations of what makes a great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off with some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true one-coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Good through September 25th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Blue is freedom. Blue is endless possibilities. Blue is trustworthy.
Attaboy.
Blue is caring.
We got this.
And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one coverage, extra benefits, and the confidence of being covered by Wellmark. Because Blue is always here for you. Learn more at WellmarkAdvantage.com.
It's time to get football fever with Elite Sportsbook. Place four bets of $50 or more on pro football. Get a $15 free bet. It can't get any easier than that. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back. Coming up on 3:32, Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. We'll talk a little NFL with you. Coming up in just a little bit, of course, we've got Iowa and Rutgers coming up on Saturday night. Podcast, Before the Boom, coming up Friday. That will be available for you. And you can download that at kgymradio.com. And that, again, will be coming up for you on Friday. And right now, speaking of Rutgers football, Steve Politti, kind enough to join us, sports columnist for the New Jersey Advanced Media, and covers the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, as well as all things sports as far as the New York, New Jersey area is concerned. Joining us here today. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. And we were talking about this earlier, that the number one matchup people are talking about Saturday night, like it or not, and it might be great, it's a punting battle coming up between Iowa and Rutgers. What does that say about this football game?
It says the New Jersey and Iowa fans have one thing in common, and that is a great concern for their offense. Certainly, although Rutgers fans, they do have the arguably the best punter in the country, so they like their chances in a punting battle with Adam Korsak back there. But the offense certainly has not been pretty for the Scarlet Knights so far.
Steve, bring us up to date on the quarterback situation. No, Vedra has not played yet this year. Injuries in that Temple game. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, they both, Noah Vedra was the senior leader, he's been the dominant starter for the last couple years, and Gavin Wimsett, who is the 18-year-old star freshman, the Kentucky Player of the Year a couple years ago in high school. Both of them are game-time decisions. I certainly don't think Vedra will play, maybe more likely, but still not likely to see Wimsett. If neither one of them play, then it's going to be Evan Simon's game for the Scarlet Knights. With a lot of, I'm sure if you've watched Rutgers, you know they use Johnny Langan in a wildcat role, and he is really hard to tackle. So he won the game for the Scarlet Knights against Iowa in the end, just kind of carried them to a victory. So you'll see a lot of Simon. You'll see a lot of other any way they can get the ball to the playmakers. I think it will be all hands on deck.
Well, between Rutgers not scoring an offensive touchdown in the win against Temple, Iowa not scoring an offensive touchdown in the win against South Dakota State, this, 34.5 or right around there is the over-under, lowest in 23 years for a Power 5 football game. So we expect, 34-31, right?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Anytime you see a line like that, I tend to, everyone jumping on the under. But, yeah, I know, I feel the same way. Something about that, if we could bet on Rutgers, I'd be hammering the over as well, just because of that's the way it works. You're absolutely right.
I don't know that any Iowa player, Steve, was around when Iowa last played in Piscataway in 2016. So Saturday night, what kind of atmosphere do you expect in the stadium?
Oh, it's going to be a great atmosphere, no question. It's a night game. I get the sense if it's not sold out, it'll be very close to a sellout. Rutgers has done a lot to amp up its atmosphere around the stadium. And that's something that they've really put a lot of emphasis on. They've got this thing called the Boardwalk now, which, you know, encourages fans to get there early and to places to eat, food trucks, rides for the kids, all that good stuff. So I get the sense that this is going to be, 45,000, 50,000 people. It'll be loud. They'll get there early. Yeah, I mean, Rutgers has had some issues with fans in the past, but I don't think this is going to be one of those times.
Greg Schiano 2.0. What's the difference between the second time around with Coach Schiano and the first time around, or is there any differences?
Yeah, I was about to say, other than a few gray hairs on his head, not much. He's the same intense, driven guy who, believes in Rutgers more than anyone who's ever stepped foot on that campus, just from what the potential is and what this program can be. You know, now, obviously, like every other college coach, he's dealing with the challenges of navigating this in the new world with NIL and trying to figure out where Rutgers' place is in the new world order of college football. But, he instantly made it. I mean, this program was just terrible in the years before he got here. The COVID year, they won 3 games, which was an amazing accomplishment. They won 5 last year. There's been some sense that they would take a step back this year, but they're 3-0. So even if they're not winning pretty, but they're winning. And given the way things have been in Piscataway the last few years, certainly, I think nearly everyone in New Jersey agrees that they've got the only man for the job right now.
Steve, what have you seen out of the Rutgers defense? Scott outlined the problems that Iowa had early. A little better last week against a pretty poor Nevada team. But what are you seeing out of the Rutgers defense?
It is much improved. They've got a really deep defensive line. And I think if you were to outline the problems that Rutgers has had in Big Ten since joining the league, it would be that. They just haven't had bodies along either the offensive or defensive line. But finally, they can rotate a lot of guys in. They can go, 7-8 deep there. Aaron Lewis is just, I think he's a future pro at defensive end. He had a whale of a game against Temple. Linebacker was a big question, but, they've got a couple of guys back there who have played well, especially Kareem Powell, who's 6'5". You can't miss him when he's in the field, 6'5", athlete. I think that's the one weakness in the defense because, the secondary is very good. I think Max Melton will be playing on Sundays, and Robert Longerbeam, who's the quarterback opposite him, has 2 interceptions already this year, should have 3. So he's been playing at a high level as well. So, defensively, that's where Rutgers hopes they can stay in games and be in games in the fourth quarter this year and hopefully in a position to steal a few.
Well, you take a look at the defensive statistics. Yes, it is early, but that includes a win on the road at Boston College. And this is a defense that's only giving up 32 yards a game rushing. As we know, Iowa needs to run the ball to be successful. So something's got to give on Saturday night.
Yeah, no question. And that's going to be really interesting to see whether or not, this is obviously a step up offensive line-wise than the first 3 opponents. Even if you throw out Wagner, Temple and Boston College were poor on the offensive line. So this will be a good test to see just how that group handles it. And, yeah, I mean, it's Rutgers has not had a good rushing defense in the Big Ten, last year included. Especially late in the year, they got ran up a couple of times. You know, so this will be the first real test to see what Rutgers really has along that line and whether or not how it's going to fare in Big Ten play.
Kind of high times in your neck of the woods, Steve. Not only with Rutgers football, but the Jets and Giants.
Yeah, about the Giants. Big surprise. I would not have guessed them being 2-0. The Jets win was one of the most stunning wins in Jets franchise history. We've got Aaron. I don't know if you guys are paying attention.
Oh yeah.
But Aaron Judge going for his 60th home run. So that's another big story with both the Yankees and the Mets. Seemingly on a collision course for a very meaningful October here too. So yeah, we've got a lot going on.
And where, and kind of a loaded question, where does Rutgers fit in? people going to know there's a game Saturday night?
it does. I mean, for Rutgers fans, absolutely. On that campus, there is a place for it. You know, I mean, the people, they are not talking about Rutgers, Iowa on your equivalent radio show on WFAN today. That's never been the case, except a few isolated instances when, the one year when they played Louisville as a top 10 team and upset Louisville on Thursday night. That was the one time that this program really captivated the entire New York, New Jersey market. Hasn't done that very often since then. But there are a lot of people who live here. So we have Cowboys Giants on Monday night and Yankees Red Sox on Friday night doesn't mean that there won't be enough people to Rutgers, Iowa on Saturday night.
Yeah, in regards to this game Saturday night, what's the recipe in your mind, Steve, for each team to pull off a victory?
I mean, I think for Rutgers, they have to run the ball, and I think that was probably the bigger disappointment against Temple. They came out thinking that their offensive line, which is completely rebuilt and looked good in the first two games, looked really good in the first two games. I think they thought that they'd be able to, dominate there, control the clock, get yards that way, take some pressure off the young quarterbacks. It didn't happen at all. So, I think that's the one thing. If Rutgers is going to make this a game, they've got to find a way against, as you guys know, a very good rushing defense in Iowa to rush the ball. And I imagine that's good. That's obvious, certainly, but that's going to be the key for Iowa as well. If Iowa gets up a score, a couple of scores early, certainly I think that this one might, the crowd might be thinning out in the second half because I don't like Rutgers' chances to mount a comeback with the way its quarterbacks have played this year. So I think if they get an early lead, if Iowa gets some confidence in this, that might be a short night for the Hawkeyes.
Well, I think anybody with a 2-score lead in this game is going to feel somewhat confident.
Yeah. And that might be 5-0, right?
It could be. It could be.
This game will not end at 1:40 in the morning, right, Steve?
I certainly hope not. Yeah, no, you would think that, although most college guys, covering the NFL on Sundays is just a completely different experience than covering the college games. Those games can just drag on and on and on. So, yeah, I mean, 3.5 hours is the standard time these days. But we've had some Big Ten games that have gone pretty quickly because the way that the second half has felt like a running clock with Rutgers. Hopefully that's not the case in this one.
I was going to ask you about last year and getting the chance to play in the bowl game. Help for this program going into 2022, certainly with the more practices, more times together. Do you see that as a big push and a big help for this Rutgers program?
I think it was. Yeah, it turned out to be a nice reward for a lot of players who didn't really have a lot of good days, especially – obviously all the teams dealt with COVID and the pandemic, but, it was hard on a class of Rutgers players. And, it's a lot of dark years, a lot of 2-10, 3-9, 3-9 seasons to finally have a trip to, and a good, the best bowl game in Rutgers history, coincidentally, to go to the Gator Bowl and to play they were overwhelmed and overmatched with Wake Forest and only basically a week to get ready for it. But, they enjoyed as much as they could in Jacksonville. Fans embraced it. I think certainly even a few practices and game experience when you're as young as Rutgers is has to be a big value. And Gavin Wimsatt played in that game for the Scarlet Knights, and his first real extended action at quarterback. And I think that had to give him some confidence heading into this year, certainly.
Yeah. If a team gets to 20 in this game, they got to be feeling pretty darn good Saturday night. Am I wrong?
No, you're very. If Rutgers gets to 20, they might be celebrating regardless of the outcome. I think that's certainly going to be the case, unless there's some defensive touchdowns or turnovers. You know, that's the thing with the over/under being that low. You know, it'll only take a couple of turnovers in short fields for that to pull out of the water. Remember, what would that score would only have to be, what, you know, 21-14 to top that. I mean, so that's the one thing about it, that it certainly doesn't have to get out of hand for it to be the over. But you're absolutely right. If either team gets to 20 points, it'll be I think they'll be celebrating.
I think it will be as well. As someone in the studio will also be celebrating if Aaron Judge gets to 60. I'm not saying who. It could be me.
They play Pittsburgh tonight, Scott.
It could be tonight.
It could be.
Pittsburgh, and the guy pitching, right-hander, I didn't seem to have any numbers whatsoever. I've got a feeling that there's going to be at least one tonight. So that's just a hunch.
Just a hunch. Well, I would love that. That'd be great. Hey, appreciate all the insight. Thank you much. And have fun at the game on Saturday night. Look forward to dissecting this thing next week. And hopefully it will keep people awake Saturday night. I think it will.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. I really appreciate having me on.
All right. Steve, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve Politti joining us. Covers the Rutgers Scarlet Knights for NJ.com. Is a columnist out there. Yeah, it's a completely different animal, as we know, from Eastern Iowa to the New Jersey, New York market.
Yeah, I mean, I know you asked it somewhat facetiously, but when you got the Yankees, the Mets have clinched a playoff berth, by the way.
Yes, they have.
The Jets and Giants both off to a strong start. What am I missing? And then you have Rutgers. In the New York, New Jersey area, yeah.
I mean, we know it from Minneapolis. Even the Gophers are, you know, they're not, unless it's a couple of years ago when they started off, what, 9-0, 10-0? Yeah, they were getting some headlines, and the Vikings weren't doing quite as well. But if the Vikings are doing, if the Twins are in the playoffs, the Vikings are off to a very good start, you don't hear much about the Gophers.
And the T-Wolves are relevant again.
Yeah, and the T-Wolves are getting ready to tip things off. And and you take that and you turn it up fivefold in New York City.
We just don't have that in Iowa.
I don't think we can even fathom where it is. Is it going to be the top of the sports pecking order on Saturday night? Absolutely not. My God, you got, like you said, like Steve said, Monday Night Football is there with the Giants and the Cowboys. You've got the Red Sox and the Yankees this week. And Rutgers, Iowa is not going to be...
Judge may be surpassing the AL record.
Could be doing that. Could be Saturday. So, yeah.
Good luck putting that front cover together at the Newark Star-Ledger.
So it's a little bit of a different animal up there.
Rutgers, Iowa may not be on page one.
Might not be. Rutgers, Iowa could be 110 to 109, and it's probably not going to be on page one of the Times or the Post or anything. Well, the Post will have something like, you know, alien baby, you know, spotted at Subway or something like that. I don't know.
Really?
Well, it could have been. It could have been. All right. Thank you to Steve for joining us here on the program. We'll take a break, come back, and have more. We'll talk about last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader with you, as well as other sports tidbits when we return on the Gym Class on KGYM.
On August 25, 2022, KZIA Inc., licensee of KGYM AM Cedar Rapids, Iowa, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission to transfer control of the license from Sandra Keller, Robert Downer, Peter Vanderhoff, John Phelan, and Jane Downer to Nicole Keller. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search in KGYM AM's public file.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Building through the draft is usually a key part of any NFL team's success. The New England Patriots roster in the 2016-2017 season was comprised of 55% of players that the Patriots drafted. 15 of those players were drafted in rounds 4 through 7, including Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Rob Ninkovich. The Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that season 34-28 over the Atlanta Falcons.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
In football, getting the chance to have all your top picks on your team is a fantasy. In business, the right conversations can make it a reality. Because when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 810 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back on the Gym Class, coming up on 352 here on a Tuesday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss will join us, and we will talk fantasy sports with Chris, fantasy football to be exact, and maybe we'll have history by then. And Chris will be a very happy Yankee fan tomorrow.
Poll question today at kgwineradio.com has to do with what you are referencing. Well, Aaron Judge hit a home run. He had home run number 60 tonight, yes or no? You can go to kgymradio.com and vote. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team. Highway 1 West in Iowa City, that's where you can find Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Now, the Yankees at home tonight against Pittsburgh, they will be facing Luis Ortiz.
Yes.
Who I know very little about other than the fact that he's pitched in a whole 5 2/3 innings this year. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, but no earned runs. So you'd say the chances are fairly reasonable, right?
Steve called it, basically.
Yeah.
He called it, basically. Yeah, I think it's better than 50-50 tonight that Judge gets 60. And he odds are, unless he comes up with some sort of an injury, he's going to get 60 sooner than later. Am I wrong about that?
There's a dozen, 14, 15 games left. Yeah.
Something like that. He's going to get that taken care of. On the text line at 319-366-1600, we talked about the Cy-Town announcement, talking a lot about it today. 9049, a play on words. There's been mention of calling it the Pollard and Light District. But
it's a reach.
Well, that, of course, is a nod to the Power and Light District of Kansas City. Pollard and Light District.
It's a reach.
Yeah, I liked it, though. Thank you very much, 9049. I hope it does not sink as either 2337, because Jack Trice Stadium did sink a little bit.
I wasn't aware.
It's been a while, and they got it all rectified and fixed. But, yes, They had that little problem at the very beginning. Cajun Troy, thanks for weighing in, Troy. Always good to talk with you. Couple things. She says, first of all, what's the over-under for the Brady Rodgers game for being the most frustrated slash throwing iPads? Mm-hmm. I hope Brady got a big suspension for that. Brady was out of control Sunday, and then he started that fight, and then
he nothing. Mike
backed
Evans,
out.
Mike Evans got a suspension.
Yeah, for coming to the aid of his quarterback after Brady started jawing and then went in the background. Like a good quarterback should. Also says maybe Cowboy fans will be looking for something to do Saturday night. Mm. I don't think Iowa would turn down Cowboy fans coming in. The thing about Cowboy fans is that I've read and understood and seen, actually, is the fact that Cowboy fans are everywhere. It's not, okay, they're coming from Dallas to go to the Giant game at the Meadowlands. It's there are Dallas fans everywhere. That's why they are America's team, like it or not. Speaking of NFL football, Mark, the juggernaut known as the Buffalo Bills, can they be stopped? They held Tennessee to 187 yards of total offense last night. Held them to 80 yards with Derrick Henry. Put up over 300 yards of passing. Josh Allen is absolutely amazing. 41-7. So they've beaten two playoff teams, one on the road, and that was the defending Super Bowl champion team, and have looked like nothing is going to stop them in the first 2 weeks of the they have to be above and beyond the Super Bowl favorite right now.
Well, they haven't, as you outlined, beaten mince and meat, right? Two excellent teams that you may find deep in the postseason, but Allen's doing the whole team, really. It looks like a juggernaut, but as we were talking earlier in the day, can the Bills keep this up for 4 months?
That's
a very long season.
It's a long season. Can they avoid injuries? Can they keep doing that?
And the Eagles look good, too.
Yeah. Oh, now people are mad at me because I said Brady was starting things.
Well, who did start it, Lattimore or Brady?
Takes two to tango, but Brady was right there. Brady was right there, man. Boy, we'll see. People are angry. Did I poke the goat? Hey, Brady did exactly what he should. Then he got out of the way and let his teammates take care of it. Mike Evans probably should not have done what he has done. And Lattimore is a punk. He's been in trouble before, yes, 31-48. It takes two to tango. Troy is predicting that the Dolphins will beat Buffalo this weekend. Has she been around the Bruiners?
I wonder if that's in Miami. Is it, Troy?
The Bruiners and Troy are pulling for the Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins have done very good against the Patriots, especially in Miami, but I don't know the recent history of Buffalo and Miami. So
have to find it'll
be a good game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a great game.
I can tell you this, Tua will not throw six touchdown passes.
Can't imagine that happening. Don and Alex coming your way next on KGYM. We'll talk fantasy football and more coming up tomorrow.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most